My eyes widened as the sound of his laughter floated through the air. None of this shit was funny. He was talking about my life. I don't have anything to pay you. Queen still held me by my neck, and I was unable to move.
Oh, come on now, girl. Don't insult me. I know you holding something. I've been to your house. I know how you living.
I don't make the money my husband does. I can move about $250,000 without it being noticed. I have to move it gradually. So he doesn't know, but that's all I got. And I had to use that money to get on my feet.
Trent and I had a joint account. Most of our money went into one account, and there was no way in hell I could move that type of money without Trent or the bank realizing it. Trent would flip if a few hundred dollars were out of place. I could only imagine he would lose his shit over $500,000. This was the only way I could keep my life from falling apart. They would just have to take payments.
That's all you got? What you mean, that's all you got? You take all the money I stashed in that apartment, and then the police raid me and put me out of business, and before I could get back on my feet and get my business running again, that bitch Hurricane Katrina came through and ran my ass out of the only place I called home. Now you want to sit in your expensive ass car and tell me that's all you got? Hell nah. I need everything you took from me, plus some interest. Listen, you give me my money, or I go tell your new sugar daddy just who you really are.
He scowled.
No, you can't do that.